hear my song, thou God of all the nations.
At Arkansas State University's World War I Remembrance Service, 38 veterans from Craighead County who gave their lives for their country are honored.
Edmund Rice.
A-State Chancellor Kelly Danfus reads their names.
Leland Holland. George Pickett.
Pickett is believed to be the first from Craighead County to die in the war. He was only 19.
Most of the young men that died were late teens, early 20s.
A-State history professor Ed Salo says many of the soldiers died in combat, but many others from the diseases that were rampant in their unsanitary living conditions.
When the bell chimes,
the Great War is well out of the lifespans of everyone here.
When I was in high school in the 80s, I remember going to the Veterans Hospital with my dad, who was a veteran, over Christmas, and there was one or two World War I veterans, and they were so old. I mean, they had to have been in their 90s and upper 90s, and I just remember that, and now it's like they're all gone. We don't have anyone who remembers, but I think these commemorations remind people what happened, and I think that's always important.
Rich Norris, who works with disabled veterans, says it was called the Great War at the time due to the, it turns out, incorrect assumption that there could never be another world war.
It was like that was the war to end all wars. They just had never seen anything like this. The modernization that occurred, the first time anybody had ever seen any tanks on the battlefield, the gas that was so prevalent, the chemical warfare, they thought that was horrible. I mean, it would be, the whole thing should be ended. And there would never be another war because this should be the end in peace should ensue.
As she listens to the bells ringing at almost the exact minute World War I ended a century ago, Deborah Parsons feels emotional about the local veterans who gave all and worries that their memory will eventually be lost to time.
I think it's amazing because when I hear things and read things, I think maybe this will all go away someday. And that scares me and saddens me that it will all be forgotten. And that was a horrible war.
At the Armistice Centennial Celebration in Jonesboro, I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com. And from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized.